Hey geeks, it's Jana and Ashley. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Geek Girls Universe podcast, your place for the latest geek and fandom news.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Geek Girls Universe podcast. This week we're discussing one of our favorite subjects, Disney Eats. We all have our favorites at each park and we can't wait to share our top picks as well as our tips for getting those reservations you want for your trip.
Yes, my favorite. One of my favorite things to talk about is what I like to eat at Disney.
I think that's all I did last week when I was at the park.
Yeah, I'm already, so our vacation's coming up, so my head's already there. I'm already eating a Dole Whip, watching fireworks, and living my best life. Unfortunately, I'm actually physically not there, and I'm here where it's cold and windy. So yeah, bring on the sunshine.
It sounds about right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really hard. People always are like, what's your favorite thing? It's really hard for me, I don't know about you, to pick my favorite Disney eat. So I tried to pick for our podcast, I tried to pick five that I have to have each trip. So for me, it's the Dole Whip float, hands down. It's the first Disney snack I buy. It's probably also the last Disney snack I buy when I'm on a trip. And now they have the little wafer crackers in them if you want a little extra magic. Disneyland, the churros. I can pass on them at Disney World because for some reason the ones at Disneyland are just better. I'm not sure why, but they are. Mickey pretzels, of course. Mickey cinnamon bun at Animal Kingdom. Probably all Mickey-shaped things because they just taste better. And at Disneyland over at California Adventure, I really like the Pixar Pier Frosty Parfait. I thought that was so good.
So I have to second your Dole Whip float. Like, the Dole Whip float is literally the best thing ever. Right? And I also almost always get it as my first thing in the park, and it's definitely my last thing. So last week when I was there with my friend Jen, we went to the park and we literally shut the park down. Okay, two nights in a row we shut the park down because that's what we do, right? Like rope drop.
Exactly. That's how
and
it
we
is.
Actually, we did one of the special parties. We did Mickey's Not So Scary.
Oh, my favorite.
We got off a ride. It was like, I think it was 11:58. We're walking over. I put in a mobile order. We show up. It's like 11:59 and they're like, okay, here's your order. And we're like, yes, winning at life. But literally the last thing as we're walking out of the park was a Dole Whip float. We may have stopped to take some pictures and then actually left the park at more like, you know, 1 a.m. but that's neither here nor there. The Dole Whip float was the thing that we had to have. And I also really like the Dole Whip float with rum. So if I'm over in Animal Kingdom or at the Polynesian Resort, I also always try to get it with rum because why not Dole Whip float with rum?
So I actually haven't tried it yet with the rum. I know it's shocking. I know. However, they offer it now on the cruise ship, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
Yes,
so
they do.
That's my goal this time. I'm getting my Dole Whip with rum and I will report back.
Yes. And as far as other treats for Disney, you know, surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, I tend to like the alcoholic beverages for my Disney snacks. Oga's is my new favorite hangout spot. I think I've been
there.
Oh,
here she
goes.
Talking about Galaxy's Edge again. It's fine.
I was at Oga's like three times this past trip, but I love just going in there and having a drink and checking out and have the ambiance and getting, you know, and honestly, even some of their non-alcoholic beverages, like the Black Spire coffee, that one's one of my favorites. And it's but it's coffee with like a passion fruit blend. And it's kind of this frozen slushy beverage and it's delicious. And that to me is just, it's a great way to start your morning. Go to Oga's for breakfast, have their overnight oats and then a coffee and then start your day. How better is that than to start your morning in Galaxy's Edge, go do the extra magic hours, which I'm sure you're going to do while you're there.
You know it.
And have those treats. Mickey pretzel. I mean, who doesn't want a Mickey pretzel every single time? The Mickey cinnamon bun. I don't think I've ever actually had one of those.
So you get it at the Starbucks in Animal Kingdom called Creature Comforts. And yep. It's so, get it warmed. I had never had it before, but a guy walked out one morning when we rope dropped Animal Kingdom to do Flight of Passage. And he walked out and I could smell it. And I love cinnamon rolls. And I was like, what? There's a Mickey cinnamon roll? What? And we went to Flight of Passage. We came back and I got one. And it's massive. So you could totally share it if you want to.
With like three people?
Yeah, I shared it with the kids. They each got an ear. And of course, I got the bigger piece because I'm the adult. Darn it. And I paid for it. And it was amazing. I loved it. It was tasty.
So I also love churros, and I love the specialty churros when they're done well. Sometimes they're a little weird for me, but I have a theory as to why the churros in Disneyland are so much better than the ones at Disney World. Do you want to hear my theory?
Yeah, because I'd like to know what's going on there.
Humidity. I think it's the humidity in Disney World makes them a little bit like weird and kind of soggy, and then they get, I don't know. I think it's the humidity does something to the dough and they get this kind of like weird texture to them. Disneyland's not damp like that at all. And so in Disneyland, they're just sort of dry the way that churros are meant to be. But I think the humidity does something to that dough in Disney World while they kind of sit in that case, heat it up a little bit. I don't know. That's my theory. I think that the humidity does something to the texture.
I mean, you're probably not wrong. And I love that you have a theory ready for the churro debate. I don't think I've met anybody that had an actual theory behind it. So that's amazing.
Yeah, that's my theory and I'm sticking to it until somebody can prove me wrong. Chris Disney will probably come and be like, no, we use a different batter.
Oh my goodness. So speaking of Disney World versus Disneyland, let's talk Disney World. So granted, a lot of the treats you can get on either at either park, you know, but some are specific to the park, like the Pixar Pier Frosty Parfait. You can't get that at Disney World because there's no Pixar Pier. And there's also a Bing Bong Sweet Shop. I got a, forgive me, nomenclature nerds. I do not remember the name of it. It was one of the drinks. But I subbed out one of the colors for something else and it had like the cotton candy on top. It was so good. Anyways, that you also can't get at Disney World. But we're going to talk about Disney World. I don't know if there's any treats there that you can't get anywhere else that I like. But there's definitely restaurants that I love. Do you know of any treats that you prefer at Walt Disney World or they have at Walt Disney World that they don't have at Disneyland?
Not at Disney World. Really, the ones I can think of are the ones at Disneyland, like the Pixar Pier Frosty Parfait. I super love that one. I can't think of anything at Disney World that I can't get at Disneyland. And actually, I think Disneyland, like the beignets. I mean, I know I can get beignets at a resort, but I can't get beignets in the park. And dude, I want beignets in the park. I don't want to have to go for like a day trip to a resort to get a beignet snack. I want to walk into New Orleans Square and get a beignet. So Disney Parks, if you're listening, leave the beignets in the park at Walt Disney World.
Yes, that would be amazing. I love, and they're Mickey shaped. So, and we've already, you know, made it very clear. Mickey shaped food tastes superior to non-Mickey shaped food. Okay, can you get the gray stuff at, because I was just thinking, you know, Be Our Guest is one of my favorite sit downs at Magic Kingdom.
I don't think you can't get the gray stuff at Disney.
Okay, so maybe that's it. And then I'm sure like a lot of the specialty desserts in Epcot also wouldn't be available. I just don't know their like names off the top of my head. But yeah, the gray stuff, it is delicious. I love going to Be Our Guest. I like going for dinner because that's the time when you get to meet the Beast.
True.
This is where, like, following our tips for advanced dining reservations will come in handy because Be Our Guest is one of those restaurants that sells out quickly. If you're trying to get into any restaurant at Walt Disney World, please stay on site because, honestly, that gives you the most flexibility and the largest booking window. But if you're staying on site, you can start booking your advanced dining reservations 180 days to the start of your vacation. Be flexible, too, is another thing I try to tell people. I'm like, if you don't get it the first night, get it, you know, just keep trying. Have your, you know, list. Like, okay, these are my top three restaurants I want to eat at, and just then work your schedule around those. But also, let's see, in Magic Kingdom, I love Pecos Bill, especially now that they've switched to a, like, a fajita Mexican food type menu, which is one of my favorite cuisines anyway. Over in Animal Kingdom, Tusker House, we did dinner. I know you can do breakfast there too. I have not. Mm-hmm. Sanaa is at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And if you get there in the afternoon, ask for a savanna view, and you can actually watch the animals while you eat, which I think is super cool. And then back in Animal Kingdom, Harambe Market, my husband has to have the ribs there. They're so good. They're dry rubbed. Jana, I feel like, needs to create a copycat recipe because she's really good at that. And I'm kind of sad she hasn't already created that recipe. So I'm going to call her out on the podcast to make sure it gets done.
All right, adding it to my to-do list.
Yes, do that because they're delicious. Let's see. Hollywood Studios, there's not a ton there yet. I did see that they're breaking ground on a new restaurant for Toy Story Land that will be sit down. So that's exciting. But right now they've got Woody's Lunchbox. Hollywood and Vine is our sit down go-to there. But gosh, Epcot, I think, is my favorite place to go if I just want different types of cuisine. Restaurant Marrakesh in Morocco, Teppanyaki in Japan, and my quick serve, hands down, I have to get the nachos at La Cantina de San Angel.
So those are all some really good choices, and I don't think there's a single one on there that we also don't love. Let's see. So when we're in Animal Kingdom, we actually, for fine dining, I love Tiffin's, and I cannot get enough of the Nomad Lounge. I love that place. It's got a great little view of the river and some great cocktails, great appetizers, and you can go there. You can just walk in, but it is a great place to hang out before your dining reservation at Tiffin's. We've done Tusker House a few times for character dining. My kids love that. And I love the variety that they have there. It's a great opportunity if you have kids that are adventurous or even not adventurous eaters for them to be able to try things that they wouldn't normally try. And even adults too, to kind of step out of their box of things that they don't normally eat with the opportunity to still eat things that they do normally eat. And so I just think it's a great opportunity for them to try things that they wouldn't normally try without being tied to an entire meal of something that's like, oh, let me order this whole dish of a thing that I may or may not like because of that buffet style. We love Woody's Lunchbox. Like, can I please just get all the Pop-Tarts there for a snack every single time? Hollywood and Vine for the characters is so much fun in the morning, but we also love the Sci-Fi Dine-In, which I know a lot of people like either love or hate it, but it's kind of like a nice, just, it's air conditioned, it's dark, like, and you can kind of sit down and just watch old movies, which my kids just think it's a hoot. And so we love going there. And as far as sit-down dining goes, it's actually really inexpensive compared to a lot of the restaurants at Disney. And so if you're looking for a place to have the entire family sit down and do sit-down table service, that's a really great choice if you're just looking for an inexpensive option.
That's good to know. I did not know that. We haven't been in there.
It's really inexpensive compared to a lot of them. Like, stupid inexpensive. We were super surprised because we got there and we were like, oh, it's a little dated and whatever. But my kids had a blast and I was shocked at how inexpensive it was. It like really, I think it's much closer to like a quick service pricing, which, you know, so if you're on a budget is huge, and especially if you have a large family. So when we're over in Epcot, Tapenade is like my absolute favorite restaurant over there. Unless I'm going for margaritas in the Mexican Pavilion, which is a whole other story. Yes. I mean, I can make a meal out of margaritas, right? That's a thing.
Girl, you're preaching to the choir.
But they've also just put in a new high-end Japanese restaurant called Takumi Tei, maybe is how you say it. Don't ask me. I don't speak Japanese, and my pronunciation, I'm sure, was horrendous. But that is supposed to be amazing. I've heard it. Good things from the couple of people I know that have been there. And I'm really excited to try that the next time I'm over there.
I've heard good things too. I know I saw when they opened it and Mickey and Minnie were there. And I love trying different cuisines. And so that's why Epcot's one of our favorite stops for food. So quick question though, when you go into Epcot World Showcase, do you go left to Mexico or right to Canada?
I always go to Mexico.
Me too.
Unless I've come in, like this past time we stayed at the yacht club, so we took the boat over, and so you get dropped right there. So of course I'm not going to walk all the way to Mexico to start my journey. Like I'll start in, you know, whatever. I think we're in the UK when you get dropped off. So that's where we'll start. But no, if I come into the park from the front entrance, I always start in Mexico.
I always do too. Like I can't turn right. Like I just can't. It's like Zoolander. Like he's not able to turn. I can't. It's like my body's like left Mexico.
Straight to Mexico.
Nachos, margaritas. This way. It's like a beacon.
I agree. Yeah, you always go left. I don't know.
Always.
If anybody goes right, you should totally just leave us a comment like on the podcast page and let us know, because I need to know who actually goes right, because I don't know anybody who goes right.
Same. And why do you go right?
Yes. Like,
what's the draw on reason. The right? There's got to be something that we're missing. Maybe we're missing something.
Yes, because I don't know why you would go right. Margaritas were to the left.
You can tell where our brains are today.
Well, and I was just thinking my other favorites at Walt Disney World, you know, Oga's, which I already mentioned because, you know, hi, Cantina. But I think the other reason I like Oga's is because it's super chill. You can have kids in there because they have the non-alcoholic option. The other one I'm really excited to try is the new Enchanted Rose Lounge at the Grand Floridian, which is the Beauty and the Beast themed lounge they just opened last week. That looks amazing and right up my alley because, hi, it's a lounge.
I did 1900 Park and Fair at Grand Floridian, and I really liked Character Dining. We did breakfast. I really liked it. It was an eclectic group of characters, super fun, especially Mary Poppins and the Mad Hatter. I think they were my favorite of the two of all of them that came around to the table, because she was very much, you know, correcting people on their table manners, and I was just cracking up. And then the Mad Hatter, obviously, he's mad, and I love it. I'm kind of a sucker for character dining. I like it. I would do it without the kids too. Ohana for breakfast, because Stitch and Lilo.
One of my favorites.
Stitch. Stitch is my boy. I love that alien.
Yep. Every time we go to Ohana, I think we've been there. Oh gosh, I can't even tell you how many times, but every time my kids want to go there, they're pretty much over character dining at this point, unless it's Ohana.
I'm a giant child though, so I'm like, yay, character dining. I get to see Mickey and Minnie. Oh. I'm so happy.
Me too.
I'm goofy like that.
Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for more geeky goodness.